Okay, so today's daf Mem Ches. Today's daf and the whole week is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal. L'zeicha Nishmas, last week, of Shalom ben Haratzvi, and Haratzvi ben Yehuda, and Chana bas Yaakov.
Okay,
so we are on the bottom of the Mzayin Amud Beis. It's a very difficult piece of Gemara, and we'll do the best we can. So Tana Rabbanan, again, we're talking about the Korban, the special Korban that is brought on Shuas, the Korban Shtei Lechem. We're talking about the two Shlamim, the two goats, the Shnei Fasim, that come with the two showbreds. So Tana Rabbanan, Shachat Shnei Kvasim. I made a mistake. Right, we're on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Sorry,
it's still Tana
Rabbanan. I'm at tomorrow's already, but so Tana Rabbanan. Okay, Kivsei. Today's daf is Mem Zayin. Kivsei Atzeres. So the kvasim of the Atzeres, by doing something to them, it makes the bread, the shnei lechem to be kadosh. Shnei lechem first have kedushas based on Betekabayis, Kodosh Damim, and by something happening to Kivsei Atzeres, then the Shnei Lechem get the status of Kodosh HaGuf. So Kivsei Atzeres, Ein Mekachim HaLechem Ela B'Shrita. So what happens is, when you shech the Kivsei Atzeres, then the Shnei Lechem get their Kedusha. Ketzad, right, so continues, what is the example? So Ketzad, Shchatam L'Shman, you shechted the Shalmei Tzibor, the Kivsei Atzeres L'Shma, Vizorah Gamon Lishma, so he did everything right, and he threw the blood Lishma. So Kadosh HaLechem, so now the Lechem gets a Kedusha HaGuf, and with being Kedusha HaGuf, it's now mutter for the Kohanim to eat it. Prior to that fact, the Shtei Lechem are bought with the money from the Lishka, and that money is only Kedusha HaDamim. You can't eat Kedusha HaDamim. So by doing the Shechita and doing the Zrika properly, the Shtei HaLechem get Kedusha HaGuf. Now, Shachton Shalol Lishman, you shechted the Karbon Shalolishma, right? You did a ban. This Zarak Dama Shalolishma, when you did the Zrika Shalolishma, Shaloki de Shalechem. The Lechem does not get elevated, does not get Kaddish, because it only gets Kaddish if you did the carbon properly. And therefore, what? If Lo Kaddish Shalechem, the Kohanim can't eat it. And Rashi, second line says, Velo Tafis Pidyono Bekedusha Shtei Lechem, El Bekedusha Shar Kedusha Shalishka. It's Kedusha, it still remains Kedusha's Damim. It doesn't become Kedusha's Guf. Therefore, if you want to be poda it for whatever reason, you would be able to be poda it directly onto other money. But if you once the Kedusha, the bread, got to Kedusha's Guf, then the pigeon becomes a problem. The only thing you can be poda it is to actually use it for other Kedusha's Alechem. Now, what happens if Shchatad Lishman, you did the Shchita properly, Vizorak Daman Shalol Lishman, and you threw the blood Shalol Lishma? So, what's the story? So, Halechem Kadosh V'Eino Kadosh, Divrei Rebbe, to figure out what that means. The bread is holy, and it's sanctified, and not sanctified. It's in some sort of, abeyance, some sort of status. Rabbi Lezer, V'Shimon Omer, no, La'olam Eino Kadosh, Ad She'yichshot L'Shman V'Yizrok L'Shman. Rabbi Lezer, V'Shimon says, no, what creates the Kedusha for the Shtei Halechem? It's the Zrika. You have to do the Shechita properly, and the Zrika properly. Okay? So my time with the Rebbe, what is the reason for Rebbe who holds that the Shechita itself is what's Mekadeshes the Lechem? He says the Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, and this is a Pasuk by the El Nazir, which we saw yesterday, is a similar Korban to the Shnei Kvasim, and you have the Shlamim going along with the bread. So as Ha'ayol Ya'aseh Zevach Shlamim Lashem Al Kol Matzos. So the ayol is made into a Shlamim by the Zevach, before, and then the matzos are go along with it. That's how he reads the pasuk. Lemeimra deshchita, because zevach literally means shchita. Lemeimra deshchita mikacha, that the shchita is mikadesh the sal hamatzos. So to here, the shchita is going to be mikadesh the breads. Rabbi Lazar b'Shimon, he says, wait a second, look at the pasuk. It says va'ayil yase zevach shlamim. There's a zevach which is a shchita, and there's also yase. Yase means to complete, to do. So he says, "I'll yase ad she yase kol asiyosav until everything is done, including the zrika. That's what's going to be mekadesh the shtei halechem." The Rebbe Nami, but Rebbe also haksiv yase. Why are you ignoring the zrika? It says yase, which means everything. So he says, "No, iksiv zevach yase kidgamarta." If it would have said, "I'll zevach yase," so it's zevach and then complete, I would agree to everything that you said. Hashda diksiv yase bezevach. Now that it's saying that it's that it becomes via Yase, means it becomes the Kadosh through the Zevach, then it's just me Bamei Yase. It's trying to say through what action does it become Kodesh? Bezvicha. But if had it said like you had it said Zevach Yase, had it said Yase Zevach, then I would have he said that would have agreed to Rav Lezer Rav Shimon. Instead he says, no, I don't read the pasuk that way. Rav Lezer Rav Shimon Haksiv Zevach. But Rav Lezer Rav Shimon says that you need the Zrika to be done appropriately in order for the Shtei Lechem to get their sanctified status. Haksiv Zevach. It says Zevach, just like Rebbe said, which seems to indicate Zvich alone is sufficient. So he says, no, Ahumi Boili the Rabbi Yochanan. He says Zevach is to teach us the Shita Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Modim, both Rebbe and Rav Lezer Rav Shimon agree, Shetzarech Sheyeh Lechem B'Shash Shchita, that the bread has to be there during the time of Shchita. Meaning, even though, it's according to Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, the bread does not get sanctification until the Zrika, it can't be a case where you shechted the kvasim, the bread wasn't here, then you bring the bread and then do the zrika. So the bread has to be there throughout the process, but at what point in the process being the shrika as well, at what point in the process does the bread receive its sanctified status? After the zrika. But the bread still has to be there during the time that it was shechted. Okay. So again, the machlokas in Rebbe and Lezer Shimon is as follows. At what point in time does the bread get sanctification? Rebbe says it gets sanctification after the Shechita. Rav Lezer Rav Shimon says it gets sanctification only after the Zrika. But Rebbe had said, so the Mafkamina came in a case where it was Shechted Lishma, but Nizrak Dam Shalol Lishma. According to Lezer Ben Yaakov, simple. Nizrak Dam Shalol Lishma, the Zrika wasn't done, it's not, doesn't receive its sanctification. Rebbe said, in that case, it's Kaddosh Ve'enu Kaddosh. So Gemara says, my Kaddosh Ve'enu Kaddosh. What does that mean? It's holy, but not holy. So, right, so Gemara says, Abaye Amar, Kadosh Ve'eno Gamor. It's Kadosh, but it's not complete Kedusha. Okay, we have to explain what that means also. But Rava Amar, Rava says, explaining Rebbe, it's Kadosh, it gets Kedusha Saguf, but Eno Nitar, but it's not Mutter for the Kohanim to eat. So Gemara says, Mai Benayu, what's the difference between them? Right, Rashi says, Klomar, Kevin de Abaye Eno Gamor, since Abaye says that it's not a complete sanctification, Kosher came to Eino Nitar. Of course it can't be eaten by the Kohanim. So that's the same thing as Rava, who said it can't be eaten by the Kohanim. Tahami Mos, Trumos Alishka Ba, this is an important point. He says that the Shnei Lechem are bought from the Mammon of the Lishka, Vizrika's Dam Lo Havi Lishma, and the Zrika wasn't done Lishma, the Tishtari Bechila, and therefore it can't be eaten. Eino Gamor, Dam Rabaye, Lama Hilchasa. So what does Abaye mean? Lama Hilchasa, Eino Gamor. It's the same thing. It's the same thing as Rava. So he says, Ikebina, and here it becomes difficult because there are lots of different girsos. We're going to read it as the way Rashi's second interpretation is, because I believe that is the way the Art Scroll reads it. I say Machlokas, Art Scroll, Masifta, we go Masifta. Here the Masifta does like Rashi's first interpretation, but I think Rashi's second interpretation, because Rashi says that this is the way it should be read, we're going to go with the second interpretation. I believe that's the way the article has it. So it's Ike b'nai l'mitretz pidjono, l'abaye tofis pidjono. I believe that's how the article has it. L'abaye tofis pidjono, and l'rava lo tofis pidjono. According to Rava, it's not tofis pidjono. What does that mean? So now, if we go to, look in Rashi, so the last line before it gets wider, it says, l'ficha nira l'rav, t'hachi garsinon, the Lashon Hagan Hu, L'Abaye Tafis Pidyono, V'L'Rava Lo Tafis Pidyono. What does that mean? L'Abaye De Amar Eino Gamor, according to Abaye who says that Kedusha is not complete, Adayin Lo Chala Olav Kedushas Haguv Gemura, has not had the full transition from Kedushas Damim, because it was bought by the Lishka, from the month from Lishka, and it hasn't transferred into to Kedushas Haguv. V'Kate Shayach Be Pidyon, therefore you can still redeem the bread. You can take the bread, and you can say, I'm going to be poured to the money, I'm going to be poured to the bread onto other money. Because Kedusha's Damim, it still has status of Kedusha's Damim, I can redeem it. I can redeem Kedusha's Damim, and I'll put it on other money, and use that other money for something else. It's still redeemable. Right? Unihi di kadishisei shchita b'miksas. Now, right, the shchita that we just said, it was mekadishit a little bit, the lo nafik l'chulin, it can't go to chulin, mihu akati muchusa gemar kedusha. It doesn't have the complete Kedushas Haguf, V'shayach Ba Kedushas Damim, and it still has only monetary Kedusha, litvos pidyona b'kedusha, to allow its pidyon to be transferred over to something else. But l'rava, the Amar, he says kadosh, but eino nitar, that means it's kadosh gamor kedusha zaguf. It has complete physical status of kedusha. Lo shayach bo pidyon, you can't be podi it anymore. You can't be podi something that has kedusha zaguf, unless it's a mom, you can't be podi it anymore. The im hitpiz mos bepidyono eino nitpasin. The money does not become kadosh. The keva and the enu yotze mekedusha klal is a kedusha tachol bepidyono. Once it's already kedusha zaguf, you can't be pulled an animal that's pure. You can't do that. So what? You probably can't. But you don't have to buy the exact same thing. You can't take the. You can't be mechalal it onto money, according to Rav, because it has complete kedusha. So the nafkamina is. Abaye says it doesn't have complete kedusha, meaning therefore it maintains its status of kedusha's damim. But maintaining the status of kedusha's damim, pidyon, you can redeem it. Whereas Rava says no, you can't, because it became completely kadosh, just that it doesn't have a heter achila, but it has complete kedusha's aguf, and therefore the halachas by kedusha of pidyon regarding kedusha's aguf apply to this, to these lechem, to these breads.
I just want to say something. Once they take it out and they make the breads.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done anything with the breads.
Correct.
But according to this,
mm-hmm.
once you make it, it's already done. It's a done deal because the money was kedusha also.
But it's kedusha's damim. It's not. It doesn't have status of a carbon yet.
100%.
Right.
So it's that's the quasi he's referring to.
So Abaye says what happened was is that when you do the shchita is enough to say that it can no. You can't just because the stuff was no good. It's not yotzei l'chulin. Right? It's not yotzei l'chulin. But you can't do any redemption on it. And
in that case, if that logic would fly, that means almost every single carbon, once it's purchased, has the same problem.
It depends. A carbon that has kedusha saguf, you can't do be potent. That's why if something wrong, only can be potent if it's a mum or something like that happens to it. Correct. Okay. So now the Gemara says, okay, so that's what it means. My benayu ik benayu limit mitpijono lebaye toughest pijono. The Rava lo tafas pijono. That's how we're reading it. So Bishlam al Rava, this is all good. The Rava. Rava said again back at the Rashi. Bishlam al Rava, the Amar le Rebbe la b'nei pijon inu dakdishu b'shikdasa. Everything works. Remember, there's a machlokus also between Rebbe and Lazar Shimon, right? Of what happened. So according to Rava, and I understand the machlokus. Bishlam al Rava, haynu diika ben le Rebbe le Rebbe Lazar Shimon. According to Rebbe, when you sheft the kvasim lishman, but throw the blood shalolishman, so the lechem, according to Rebbe, has kedusha gemura. It's not nitar b'chulin, and therefore it's you cannot be podet. Okay, I have to do this carefully because I'm sifting it differently. He says haynu de'ika ben Rebbe l'Rebbe Lazar. Look at Rashi. Dil Rebbe Lazar eino kadosh klal kedusha zaguf. It gets no status of kedusha zaguf because Rebbe Lazar says in order to get the kedusha zaguf, you have to do the zrika properly. Ela kedushas damim shenikach matumas alishka v'nafik l'chulin v'tapis pidyonu k'chol kedushas damim. It can be redeemed like anything else because the zrika wasn't done right, and that's going to be according to Rav Elazar Shimon, and Rebbe is going to hold that the zrika, the shchita is enough, and therefore cannot be yotzei l'chulin. Ela Abaye, but according to Abaye, who says that what it means is that the shchita is not good enough. Right, the shchita is not good enough to create the kedusha zaguf, and therefore can be redeemed. What's the difference between Rebbe and Lazar Shimon? Rebbe Lazar Shimon says this zrika was done no good; it doesn't get its full kedusha, and therefore can be redeemed. And according to Rebbe, according to Abaye, also can be redeemed. So what's the nafkamina between Rebbe and Lazar Shimon? No, yes.
Sure.
Okay, so do it again.
No,
yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Ike benayu ifsule biyotzei." The nafkamina between Rebbe and Lazar of Shimon is the concept of yotzei. Rashi says, "Ike benayu ifsule biyotzei." So Rebbe said that shchita is enough. According to Abaye, when he says the shchita is enough to make a kadosh, it means kadosh ve'eino gamor. So what does that mean, kadosh ve'eino gamor? So the Rebbe, Rashi says, "Mifsal biyotzei im yotza." Since it became kadosh, if it went out, right? If it went out of the area where it's allowed to go, which means outside of Yerushalayim, because of this is Kachigalim, right? Im yotza lo yiyeh kosher lishchot alav kvasim acherim. It passes everything. It's out. It's puzzle, right? And the Rebbe Lezer lo mifsal b'yotzei. So the lechem, according to Rebbe, according to Abaye, explaining Rebbe, the Shechita makes it Kadosh. So therefore it has some sort of status of Kedusha. If it leaves, it's possible Yotze. According to Elazar Shimon, nothing happened to the bread to make it a carbon until the Zrika. So if you Shechted it, and then it went out, and you Shechted it at Lashma, because it's Zrika Shalol Lashma, and it went out, it's fine. Because there was, it hasn't been made Kedush yet, because the Zrika wasn't done properly.
But that would be the same case if you buy it after Shechita. The argument would be the same thing as after Shechita. He dropped the whole blood thing onto the floor, and now he has no more, and he hasn't had any chance to do Zrika.
That's possible. That passes the carbon.
Okay, it's same focus.
No, fine, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about what happens if
what are you going to do with the nachmir is, what do you do with the breads then?
What do you do with the, but it's a different case. That's not the case. The case here is that the...
If we're trying to make a comparison of when the, unless I'm not understanding it, it's when the breads take effect to the carbon, correct?
When the breads get the kedushas that go for the carbon,
of
yeah.
The carbon.
Right, only, so Rebbe Elazar Yaakov said...
One is
Shechita,
one is Zrika.
Correct.
So no matter what happens, it's in the same thing, it's just a timeline that moves.
Correct, but still, so what's the status of the bread at that moment?
That's what I'm saying.
So the status of the bread according to Elazar Shimon is nothing. It still doesn't have any kedushas aguf. If it went out the base of Mikdash, it's the same thing as if it went out from the base of Mikdash before the Shechita was done.
100%.
But according to a Rebbe...
Or if he dropped the whole bucket...
Right.
Then you have the same problem with the status of...
According to Rebbe, you wouldn't. According to Rebbe... According to Elazar Shimon, until the Zrika is done properly, correct.
No,
but that's not the case we're talking about.
It would the same way.
Correct. I think you'd be right. So Igam and I live Sulubi Yotze. Okay, fine. According to way Abaye explains Rebbe, according to Rebbe, who says Shechita has an impact. Shechita has an impact to make there some sort of kedusha of chal on the bread. Right. So if you did the Shechita appropriately and the Zrika inappropriately and the bread was Yotze, right. It passels the bread. It's pasel. According to Rav Elazar Shimon, if you did the Shechita properly, but you didn't do the Zrika properly, and then the bread went out,
it's nothing.
They had no impact on the bread. Yeah, exactly. Right, Rashi says, "Ikra elus liyotze l'Rebbe mitzal biyotze im yotza lo yekash lishkan alav kavas mechem." You couldn't even bring, like you said, in your case, you couldn't even bring other. You could.
You cannot bring other
sheep for this piece of bread. This piece of bread now has a psul because it was yotze. But according to Lazar Rebbe Shimon, okay, so you shechted it shalol lishma. You did the zrika shalol lishma. The bread went out. The bread's fine. Bring the bread back in. I've got two other kvasim to shechted. Okay, next. Right, that's the easy part. Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak mi Rabbi Chiya bar Abba.
Only if you believe it.
Right?
Only if you believe it.
So he asked the following question. Kivsei Yetzeres, the Shlomim of the Yetzeres, Sheshachton Lishma, that's the case that we just had, that you shechted it Lishma, Vizorak Domon Shalol Lishma, but you did the Zrika Shalol Lishma. Oso Halecha Maho Bachila. Can you eat that bread? Now you definitely can eat the carbon. Because where we see the first Mishnah in Zvachim was, you shechted the carbon, shalol l'shma, other than a Pesach and Chatos, the carbon is kosher, can be eaten by the Kohanim, just that it has to be brought a new one. So this case, where you shechted l'shma, but then there's Rika shalol l'shma, you can eat that carbon, you just have to bring another one. What about the bread? Can the bread be eaten? So the Gemara says, wait a second. Aliba deman. E aliba the Rav Elazar of Shimon. If according to Rav Elazar of Shimon, didn't Rav Elazar of Shimon say that this Rika he demikacha? The only time the bread gets a status of Kedusha is after the Zrika is done appropriately. In this case, the Zrika was not done appropriately, then the bread never got Kedusha. It's still Kedusha's dumb, I mean, you can't eat it. The Ilib of the Rebbe, and if you say this, the Shaila is going to Rebbe, who says that Shechita is enough to be Mekadosh the bread, that's fine, Shechita was Mekadosh the bread, but nobody allowed you to eat the bread. Bein Lavai, he says it was Kadosh ve'eno, he said it was Kadosh but not Gamor, and Bein Laravo, who said it was Kadosh ve'eno Nitar, right? Who? And therefore, there's nobody who would allow you to eat the bread. So what is your shaila of Shmuel bar Yitzchak? He says, no, worry, you're right.
No, the problem is the bread now.
Right, what's your shaila? Why are you asking about the bread? There is no shita in the Mishnah that would allow you to eat the bread. Rav Elazar Shimon won't allow you to eat the bread because the Zrika had no impact. And therefore, it's still Kedusha's Adam and you can't eat it. Even though, according to Rebbe, the Shechita does have impact, even the more makel one in Rebbe, which is Rav, who says it's Kadosh, says Eino Nitar. That was his language. It can't be eaten. So why are you asking what's the story with the bread, whether it's Mutar Bachila? We know it's not Mutar Bachila. There's no Shita that allows it's Mutar Bachila. So he says, no. Elo Aliba de Hai Tana. I'm going to ask the Shaila according to the following Tana, which is essentially going to be, we'll get to it, it's going to be the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. It says, Aliba de Hai Tana. The Tana Avuah de Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. So the father of Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba had learned the following Brisa. Shtei Halechem, the two breads, Sheyotsu, that went out, I guess, Bein Shchita Lizrika, between the Shchita and the Zrika. Okay? There, and then, I guess while it's outside, Zorak Daman, obviously we can change that, Zorak Daman shel Kvasim. They throw the blood of the Kvasim, Chutz Lizmano. So they make it piggle. So now the Kvasim are piggle, but while they made the Kvasim piggle, the bread was not in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Chutz Lizmano. Rabbi Lezer Omer ein balecha mishim piggle. Rabbi Lezer says, the piggle does not impact the bread, and therefore if you eat the bread, albeit you're not supposed to, if you eat the bread, you won't be chayiv kares. Rabbi Kiva Omer, yesh balecha mishim piggle. There would be piggle on the bread. The piggle machshava that took place inside has impact on the bread that's standing outside. The Omer of Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes says, hani tanoi, this machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva, kiv rabbi svir lehu. They both hold like Rebbe, who held the Amar Shchita Mikacha. They see that the Shchita is Mikadesh, the bread. So therefore, you did the Shchita while the bread was inside. So the bread is now has a Zika to the Karban. Because according to Lezer of Shimon, if you did the Shchita, and then the bread left, and then you did the Zrika Shalol Lishma, the bread isn't here anymore. The bread isn't here, and it had no impact, because it never became Kadosh. Okay. So Shchita Mikacha. Umiyu, but nevertheless, Rav Elazar l'tamei, Rav Elazar is l'shitaso, or Rav Akiva is l'shitaso. Because Rav Elazar Rav Eliezer. Rav Eliezer l'tamei, right, Rav Eliezer. The Amar ein zrika mo el siyotze. Rav Eliezer says that a dam of carbon that is thrown to lo l'shma for pigol can impact an item that is outside the walls of the Azara. And Rav Akiva l'tamei, who says, Rabbi Lezer says it cannot have impact on anything that's outside. And Rabbi Kiva l'tamei made Amar Zrika Moel Siyotze, that it can have impact. Right, look at Rashi says, second to last line, Ein Zrika Moel Siyotze, that's Rabbi Lezer, Hilkach lo kviyase lelechem bepigle. That's why the bread does not become pigle, because it's not inside. The Hakvar Pasulhu, it's already Pasul in Yotze. But Amar Perakama, Ein Pigle Malkum Psul. If something's already Pasul, it can't become pigle. Okay, so he says, and Rabbi Kiva says, continuing in Rashi, Zrika Moel Siyotze, the Pasul Machmas Davar Acher, to the first person in Parakama. He says that Zrika is posel b'yotze, does impact b'yotze, because yotze is an extrinsic factor onto the bread. It's not intrinsically posel, you didn't do Ashlo Lishma, it was that something outside impacted it. So Rabbi Kiva says it has impact. It's not. Where is their machlokas? Their machlokas, returned to Amud Beis, is in a Mishnah in Mi'ilah. The Mishnah Ilah says as follows. So when it comes now between kachi kachim and kachi kalim, there's a difference between when there's mi'ila applies to them. Because mi'ila only applies to something that's kadosh l'Hashem. So when it comes to a carbon that's set aside as kachi kalim, like shlamim or toda, there's no mi'ila if you use the carbon until after you put it on the mizbeach. Then with the imurim that are being put on the mizbeach have the status that could be moel by him. But what you're going to eat does not have the status. By kachay kachim, it's the opposite. Kachay kachim, chatos and ola, those have mi'ila right away, and the items that get eaten are removed from mi'ila when you finish the process of the karban. So he says, the Mishnah says, emuri kachay kalim. So these are the limbs of kachay kalim that, as Rashi says, kachay kalim is mamon bailim hein. The ain bahen mi'ila ela be'emurim. The only mi'ila that applies would be to their limbs that are being burned on the mizbeach. Can I mean a paragraph of basar? Okay. So emuri kachi kalim sheyotzu lefnei zrika sadamim. So these limbs are taken out, pasul yotze, before the blood is thrown. Rabbi Lezer Omer, ein mo'alim behen. There is no mi'ila on these emurim, even after the blood is thrown. Because the zrika sadam does not have impact to anything that's outside outside the Beis HaMikdash at the time. And therefore, these emurim, which would have become subject to Mi'ila had everything been done properly, they now retain their status from beforehand, and they're not subject to the Mi'ila. And ein chayavim aleim mishum pigol, if there was a pigol machshava while they were outside, it has no impact, and therefore, you would be chayav kares if you ate them. then there's no idea of nosar. If you ate them after the Zman Achila, you wouldn't have a problem of nosar. Vitame. And if you ate them at Tumas Aguf, you wouldn't have a problem because they never maintained, got the status of Kedushas Aguf because they weren't inside when the Zrika was done. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no, the Zrika of the Dam inside has impact even if these things are outside. Therefore, Moalim Behem, you would get Mi'ila. And Vichayavim Alemishim Pigol, no Savatame. And you, because the Zrika has the impact. So now the Gemara is trying to explain what the Suffolk of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak is. So now according to Rabbi Kiva, it seems to be that Zrika done inside can impact things that are outside. Our case was what? Our case to Shiloh was, again, where the guy did the Zrika Lishma, right? He did the Zrika Lishma, and then he did the Shchita Lishma, and then he did the Zrika Lishma. What's the status with the bread? So he says, what's the din according to Rabbi Kiva? According to Rabbi Kiva, who says that Zrika has impact for things that are outside. Okay? So me the Zrika's pigel kaval lechem the pigel bayotze. If the Zrika of the pigel, if a pigel Zrika done inside, impacts the bread that is outside, kibasar, to make it the same thing as the meat, so maybe you would say, Zrika shalol lishma. This Zrika done shalol lishma would also nami sharli lechem, will also matir the bread, allow it to eat. And the Zrika would have impact. Just like a Zrika done inside will have impact to the bread that's outside, so a Zrika done inside would have impact to the bread inside as well. So what happens if I do the Zrika shalolishma, not pigle, I do the shalolishma by the kvasim, the carbon is pasul, but you can eat it. So maybe the bread is pasul, but you can eat it. And that would add, O Dilma, right, so Zrika shalolishma nami shalolechem. O Dilma, or do we say, then Rabbi Kiva says that the Zrika that's being done has impact to something that's outside, can impact something that has a psul to it, maybe he only says that l'chumra. And that's why the Zrika done inside will affect pigle on the bread outside. But who says that l'kula, that the Zrika done here, will be makil and then allow the bread to be eaten? Right? He says, let's read inside. The Zrika's pigle kava lechem and pigle biyotze kibasar Zrika shaloshma nami shar lechem. Here we are too. Odilma, the lechumra arminon, lekula lo arminon, and lekula we won't say, and therefore it won't be matir the bread via through a zrika shalol lishma. So that's the suffix. It's all suffix is on shita of Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, I have a problem with your suffix. Your suffix makes no sense. Why? Because you made an assumption, which I said outside before. You made an assumption. And that assumption led you to your suffix. That assumption led you to believe that that's the machlokus in Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore let you have room to have the suffix for Rabbi Kiva. If I remove that assumption, then that whole machlokus is different, and we don't have this possibility for Rabbi Kiva to have the suffix. So maskif la Rav Papa umi mai dechi isanhu avrai pligi dilma isanhu avrai. Maybe the Oksanam of Rai. Okay. Who says, right, the case was, right, what was the case was, where the Shtei HaLechem went outside, this is the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, Shtei HaLechem went outside, and you had a Zrika for the Shein Pigel. And we said, maybe it has impact on the bread that's outside. Who said we're talking about the case where the bread is still outside? Maybe the bread went outside, and there you have Yotze, and came back inside. And that's where their Machlokes is, where there's impact when it came back inside. Meaning, Dilma b'di isanu avrai, when the bread is still outside, when the pigle zrika is done, the kuliam lo pligi, the ein zrika moeles lo yotze. Maybe Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Kiva agree that the zrika will have no impact, because it's not here. So it will have no impact, right? Ubahadar alinu pligi. Their whole machlokus is whether or not, after it went outside, then it came back in, and then you did the zrika shlo l'shma. So do you say that now that it's inside, the Zrika has an impact? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says yes. Or Rabbi Kiva says no. Once it went outside, it's stained with a psul of Yotze. Other way around. Rabbi Kiva says comes back inside, it's here. Elazar ben Yaakov says no, it's stained with the psul of Yotze and doesn't have the impact. Says that Rabbi Elazar writes, Savar lo k'rebi the Amar shchita mikacha, the shchita is mikadosh to stay alechem. The ifsluhu biyotze, and therefore it became puzzle. The shchita, once the shchita was done right, the bread went outside. It's puzzle biyotze. Only thing that become pigle if you carry matir kehilchasa. It has the pigle can be the only psul. Here, this thing was kadosh, left. It has yotze. It can't become pigle. And then Rabbi Akiva, Kirbalazib Rav Shimon, the Amar Shkita Lo Mekacha, Velo Mitzvah Lebiyotze. And Rabbi Akiva would hold that no, what creates the Kedusha on the bread? The Zrika. So when this bread went outside, nothing happened to it. There's no Psal Yotze, because it wasn't Kadosh yet. If you did the Zrika Shalom Shmo while it's outside, well then it can't impact because it's not here. But if it comes back in, it comes back in fine as a kosher piece of bread. And then you did the Zrika B'Shem Pigol, so the bread also gets a status of Pigol. But that changes the entire machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. And therefore what? And therefore you see that it has nothing to do as to whether or not a Zrika being done inside can have impact to the Zrika, to the animal that's outside, and you have no room for the suffix to say that the Zrika Shalol Shema should allow you to eat the bread. Because we have nothing to, the whole thing is now just whether or not Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lazar are just arguing between, sorry, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer are arguing in the machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi. That's how you line it up now. Correct. Correct. You see, but who says that your way was correct?
Right.
Maybe this is the machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. It can't be. Why? How am I? What type of question is that? I told you this was the harder part. How am I? E amart bishlama Rabbi Akiva. So we just lined up Rabbi Akiva to tell me, to say, that Rabbi Akiva holds like a Rolaz of Rabbi Shimon, that what imparts the Kedusha on the bread is the Zrika. So he says, no. But now they ask. E amart bishlama Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Sfile. If Rabbi Akiva held like Rabbi, that the Shechita is what imparts the Kedusha onto the bread, the Amar Shechita Mekachelo, Hainu de Ka'amar, then I can understand Rabbi Akiva says, the Kachelo B'Shechita, that the Shtei Halecha become Kadosh B'Shechita, V'Asa Zrika, the Kavalah Pigol, and then there comes the Zrika and makes it Pigol. El Iyamart Rabbi Elazar Rishimon Sfiulei, basically he's going to say outside, that if you hold like Rabbi Elazar Rishimon, who says that the Zrika is Mekadoshit, right, so he's going to say, how in the world can a Zrika that's done improperly be Mekadesh the bread and make it pigle? Because it says an improper Zrika can't have that impact. So that's read it inside. That's basically what he says. He says, Hi, my. Iyamar Bishmar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Svirule, the Amar Shkita Mekacho. So, Hayat Kamamar Rabbi Kiva, the Kachlu Mishkita. So, Rabbi Kiva say that the bread can become Kachlu Mishkita, but a Zrika become a pigle. And the Zrika would make it pigle. El Iyamar, the Zrika done improperly. He's basically saying the Zrika cannot be mekadeshit and be mefagilit at the same time. He says, "V'iyamart k'Rabbi Elazar Shimon Sviulei that Amr the Zvika lo mekacha, that the shchita itself is not what creates imparts the status of kedusha onto the bread. Rather, zrika, it's the zrika that's mekadeshit. Zrika pigel mi mekacha. How can the bad zrika be mekadeshit? Because you're trying to say that the pigel zrika is what's mekadesh the bread and make it pigel at the same time." He says, "V'ha Amr Rav Gidol Amarav, hasn't Rav Gidol Amarav said?" Zrika's pigol, if you do a zrika b'machshavas pigol, ena mevila de meila, the ena motzi de meila. And it can't make kachim kalim have the status of meila, and it can't take the status of meila away from kachim kachim, because Rav Gidol saying that a pigol zrika creates pigol, can't create anything, that can't have impact other than the pigol. He says, right, he says, Amar Gila Mara, Pigalin Revealed De Me'ila, Vein Amotim De Me'ila, Ein Revealed De Me'ila, doesn't bring something to Me'ila, Vein Mir Kachakalim. It doesn't make the Kachakalim now have the status of Kadosh Lashem to be subject to Me'ila, and Ein Amotim De Me'ila, Vafsa Kachakachim. It doesn't take Kachakachim, remove the status of Me'ila. So how can you say this? How can you align Rabbi Akiva with Rabbi Elazar of Shimon? Because if you do that, what you're doing now is the Zrika, at the same time that the Zrika is being Mekadesh the bread, it's being Mefagel the bread. The Gemara says, what are you asking? La Yitosa, the Rav Gidol Amarav? Gemara Me'il and Daf Gimel rejects Rav Gidol Amarav. So we reject this question, we reject this idea, meaning Pigol can have this double impact. If Pigol can have this double impact, Rabbi Akiva can be holding that the Zrika is what creates the status of the Kedusha and the Pigol, and then that the Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer is whether they hold like Rabbi Elazar for Shimon and Rebbe, it has nothing to do with whether or not the Zrika can have impact for something outside. And if it does, if we don't have a Kiva holding that the Zrika can impact something that's outside, so we have no room for the suffix to begin with, whether the Zrika can have impact to allow the bread to be eaten. That's it. Chazar at home. Okay. it's very, very hard. It flows, but you got to hold cup all the way through. So I apologize if I didn't get it out, but you have to hold all the way through to see what we're trying to do. it might be easier to do it. It makes sense, but it's just a lot of shitos that are being put together that you have to hold. Okay. Boyiminei Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asks Rabbi Zeira, Kivsei Atzeres. So I have the kvasim of the Atzeres that come with the bread. Sheshachton Lishma. I shechted it Lishma. V'avad Lechem. And now the bread is lost. So now we have a problem. The bread is lost. According to one shita, the bread is ma'akev the kvasim. Now I can't eat the kvasim. So what am I supposed to do? So Rav Yirmiyah has an idea. Rav Yirmiyah says, "Mahu sheyizrok damon shelo lishma lahatir basal achila." So what I'll do is I shechted the kivsei atzeres, and now I lost the bread. So now I'm stuck because I can't eat the kivsei atzeres. I don't have the bread. Let me take the blood, and I'll throw the blood and have in mind a different karban. So then the kivsei atzeres became pasul shelo lishma. A karban that's pasul shelo lishma has to be rebrought, but it can be eaten. So now I save the meat. I save the meat because I can eat it. So basically what I do is I try to trick. I'll throw it, but that specifically shelo lishma, and now I'll be able to eat the meat. You get the kasha?
Get a kasha, I got, but
it's a little crumb, right? It's a little crumb. Okay. So that Gemara is basically going to say, that's crumb. But the Gemara has to think. But the Gemara is going to have to find a source proving that this idea is not appropriate. So Amalei, so Zera says back to Yirmiyah.
Depending on if it would be a certain different karbanos, it would work actually.
We'll go through. So he says Amalei. So Yesh lecha davar she'eno kasher l'shmo. Is it possible to have something that if you do it l'shmo, it's kasher, but she'eno kasher l'shmo, but kasher l'shmo? Is it possible to have that? Gemara says yeah. It is. You know what that is? That's a Korban Pesach. Harek Pesach kodem chatzos. If I shechted a Korban Pesach before chatzos, and I had it in mind it's a Pesach, it's not kosher. But if I had it in mind shalom shmos shlamim, it is kosher. So too here, what's the difference? V'harek Pesach kodem chatzos, te'enu kosher l'shmo, v'kosher shalom shmo. So he says, no, hachakamim is what I meant. Yeshcha dava shenira l'shmo. Is there something that was kosher to be brought l'shmo, v'nidche l'shmo, and that was rejected, the ain't a kasha lishma, and therefore it's no longer kasha if it's done lishma, the kasha shalol lishma. He says, yeah, I do have that. The low, what about a korban pesach? Achaz mano. What about korban pesach? After pesach. So it was there at the time it should have been brought. It was rejected at Bishayi Mosh Hashanah, and then it was rejected, and then if you shecht it lishma, pesach, it's no good. If you shecht it lishlamim, it is good. Same thing here. He says, no. Hacha kamina. This is what I mean to say. Yeshecha davar, Shanira lishmo, v'nishchat lishmo. No. It's something that was brought in its appropriate time, lishmo, and it was already shechted lishmo. That's not the Pesach case. Shechted lishmo. And then nidchem lishmo, and that was rejected from being brought on the Mizbeach lishmo, because you lost the bread, and the eno kasher lishmo, the kasher lishmo, can't be. There's nothing like that. Because here there is. There's a toda. Below, hare toda. There are toda also that is shechted. You lose the bread. If you shecht the toda l'shma, it's pasul. But if you shecht the toda l'shem shlamim, it's kosher. So Gemara says, no, toda is an exception. Shani toda, the rachmana kariy shlamim. It's called a shlamim, because it says, u'basa zeba toda shlama, v'yom korbano. But, okay, so he says, a toda is a shlamim, and therefore, since a toda is a shlamim, by shechting it as a shlamim, it's not really shalol l'shma. So therefore, there is no, so the answer of Yirmi is there's no example of a korban, other than a toda, if you put it away, that is shechted lishma, is royal lishma, shechted lishma, then gets rejected, and then if you bring it, shalol lishma becomes kosher. So therefore, Rav Zeira rejects Rav Yirmi. Okay, we'll stop here by the Tanur Rabbanan. Right. Good morning.
The problem is his example.